On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
First, let me ask you, did you get anything out of Kevin's press conference other than the fact that we avoided the Nelly and Kelly, right? Because Gabriel's not going to even be active this week. So
Myles Garrett, no injury designation. That's something, you know, worth noting. He should be out there. He's just fighting an illness today, like a lot of us are.
He'll have 10 sacks and he'll have the flu or something, right? And he'll still be able to play.
He's insane. He's unbelievable. I mean, that guy continues to blow away. Outside of that, I really got nothing from that press conference. I'm not going to lie to you.
It was a typical Friday press conference, right? Back to normal kind of stuff. There wasn't, you know, for all the news that we've had all week, it was kind of, okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that felt like a normal Kevin Spacey press conference.
Do you think it's interesting they're only going out for one day?
Is it bad that I think it's smart?
I actually think it's smart, too.
I think it's really smart. Just due to the fact that it's Vegas. You know, everybody's been in that position before where they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to bed at 11. I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to make sure I get early. And then you're in those casinos. There are no clocks anywhere. There are no windows to the outside world.
And the oxygen is flowing, and you feel good.
Yep. And all of a sudden,
as long as you stay away from, I mean, the smokers, I just can't stand. I can't.
All of a sudden, it's 2 a.m. And not to mention, especially when you got a football game the next day, nothing good comes out of going out in Vegas. So, yeah, I'd fly out for one day, too.
You got to find a hotel without gambling. That's all. Which, to me, makes no sense at all. In Vegas. Where is that?
Reno?
Reno has.
I know.
Everywhere you go. Where's that? California.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Where are you guys staying? Arizona. Stay in Flagstaff. Bus over. That's a long bus ride, though. I've done that drive from Flagstaff over to Henderson before. And it's just so weird when you do it at night. It's even weirder because you're just driving. It's dark. It's dark. And then all of a sudden you see this little bit of light. And you're like, whoa, what is that? And then you get closer and the lights get brighter. You're like, oh, is that Vegas? And they're like, that's Henderson.
And it's pitch black.
By the way, Flagstaff, Arizona is one of the coolest places.
Oh, Flagstaff is gorgeous.
Love that place.
Yeah. I did a day in Flagstaff. I wish I could do longer. But when
the storm keeps getting, so we're in this college thing, like trying to pick schools.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, got an email from Northern Arizona. You know,
pretty cool.
I don't know, maybe if you can get a scholarship out there, why don't you give it a shot? Why don't you apply? And he's just like, Dad, I'm like, I'm telling you, man, Northern Arizona is a school you want to go to.
Gorgeous.
It is awesome. I mean, that's Sedona. That's all that stuff right there. I don't think I called a football game. I called basketball out there at one point.
Yeah.
Just really cool. That whole big, there are very few schools in the Big Sky that don't have beautiful campuses.
Yeah. And I mean, when it gets dark in that area, it gets dark. You can see every single star. You can see all sorts of stuff
big
out
sky,
there.
It's brother.
Amazing. It's amazing in that area. Yeah, that's a good one. There are so many of those schools that are like sleeper awesome schools that more kids should look at. Like, for example, Pepperdine. It never hit me when I was at that age until somebody went, have you seen the campus of Pepperdine? And I was like, no, and pulled up YouTube. Or pulled up a video of it and then pulled up images. And I was like, holy mackerel, where was this when I was looking?
You know what's weird?
Not that I would have been smart enough.
I always think of the superstars when I think of Pepperdine. Isn't that's where they tape the show Battle of the Network Stars and the Superstars were always, I think they did them at Pepperdine. I don't know. That's the only reason why I ever think of it. They had a really good basketball player there for a while.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those where you're just floored by how beautiful the campus is.
I think it'd be hard. Coastal Carolina is one of those.
That's another one, too. You're right.
We toured there last year and went into the bookstore. And I'm just like if you really want to know what's going on, if I would recommend this to anybody who gets a job, right? Just when you're trying to figure out if you want a job and you're walking through the office, ask somebody who's sitting at a desk if they like working there. Don't ask the person that's hiring you. Don't talk to HR about it. Ask the person who's sitting at a desk, hey, what's it like to work here? Because I think you get a true feel, right? Not to belittle HR, but I'm just saying.
Oh, gosh, no.
I don't know. So anyway, we were Coastal Carolina, and I turned to this kid working on the bookstore, and I'm like,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, what's it like to go to school here? And he was like, it is awesome. I go, really? It's in Myrtle Beach. And I said, why? And he goes, it's like going to school on vacation every day. And I love it. Their baseball team's amazing.
Yes.
Their football stadium is really cool too. It real weird turf though. Like, I can't even remember.
It was just teal, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just, it's a weird stadium, but still, I mean, I was like, yeah.
All right, I've calmed down after before. I'll get this off.
Yeah,
I'll get this off my chest.
Insane.
It would
about
be
this.
A massive mistake for the NCAA to do anything with Rivalry Weekend. In fact, it should go completely the other direction and load it up with the Apple Cup and everything else once again.
Get everything back to normal.
Get everything back to where it was.
Or have ESPN line it up so that it's just. Although I don't, ESPN and Fox would have to work together on
and
some
CBS
of this stuff. And CBS
and NBC.
Yeah,
get it back to what it was, where that was all of the big games and all of the big rivals, and it was over Thanksgiving weekend. And I think the NCAA is going to mess this up if they start moving it all over the place. All you're going to do if you do that is open the door for the NFL to take the best college football weekend going. That's my main part of this. I think it would, if you started playing Ohio State, Michigan in week three, I think it'd be a massive mistake. I am not so, the tradition of college football, and especially rivalry week tradition, is one of the coolest things that college football has going for it. And if they, for some reason, decide to ruin rivalry week by moving Alabama, Auburn to, I don't know, week four of the season, or make a week zero matchup that is Tennessee Vandy, like, I think you are goofing this up like no tomorrow. Leave rivalry week where it was.
Okay. Keep so Ohio State, here's Michigan. Here's where you could be in trouble. Ready? So why, and I'll go back to the Washington State thing, right? Why did that move off the last weekend? Why did the Apple Cup move off last week? Why? Because
Pac-2.
Yes, it's exactly right.
The Pac-2.
So if one of those teams ends up leaving the conference, yeah, and I don't know if you saw this story kind of floating out there the last couple of weeks. In fact, I think it's been like in the last 10 days that Michigan and USC have been totally against the Big Ten accepting capital from a private equity firm. And there's private equity, you know, as a part of the, I'm just kind of reading
through
some of this.
There's a lot of those.
So they're talking about, there's a proposal that would net the conference $2.4 billion in investment capital, and Michigan has been opposed to the deal and talked about it. And there's talk that they would go independent, that Michigan would blow out of the Big Ten if that doesn't happen. If that happens, sorry, if that happens, they don't want to be a part of it. I can understand that.
I can understand it too. It's nice to have your own rights to do what you want. The everybody looks at Notre Dame and thinks that they could do the same thing. And I wonder if, I mean, the Michigan brand is gargantuan.
There's a few schools that could do it.
I don't.
Ohio State could do it.
Ohio State could do it. Alabama could do it. LSU could do it. Oklahoma could probably do it. Texas could probably do it. USC. You know, there's probably about 15 of them that could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if you have the same brand level that Notre Dame does. That's the only thing with Michigan. And I know Michigan's gargantuan. Do not make me think this is like disparaging Michigan in any way, shape, or form. It is far from that. It's just Notre Dame is such a massive brand, and maybe just because they've done it for so long, they can get away with it.
Michigan is a massive brand, too. And this is coming from, you know, a guy who likes to rip Michigan just
that is
for
correct.
Being Michigan because he loves Ohio State. But I just, it would be really, really weird if Michigan left the Big Ten.
It would be. It would be terrible for college.
It'd be a sad day. I'm sorry. It would be a sad day. As much as I love the fact that Ohio State and Michigan poke fun at each other, and they, like, when Michigan beats Ohio State, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Take your victory lap. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
And Ohio
like
State
the
feels the same
stuff
way,
too. The crossing out the M's and everything is a little too much for me.
There's a that lot of things always, that are goofy. Watching yeah. members of the best damn band in the land punch offensive linemen.
That's dumb.
That was a bad. I remember. I'll never forget seeing that. I'm like, what are you guys doing, man? You're in the band. These guys are playing.
But yeah.
These guys are going to the NFL, and you're kidney punching them when they come out on the field. That's brutal.
Dear NCAA, don't screw up rivalry week. Have a backbone and a spine for something.
You know what is coming up? You're ready for it, aren't you? I'm ready for it. It is going to be quick predicts. You tell us the score of the Browns-Ravens.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.